You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Foundation of Canada. The following is a news summary presented Tuesday, April 14th, 2026, starting with the weather, courtesy of Environment Canada. For Claidley Tenay, Prince George, BC, rain showers are expected this evening, Tuesday, the 14th of April, with a few thunderstorms changing to periods of snow this evening. Local snowfall amount is predicted to be about 2 centimeters, except up to 10 centimeters over northern sections. There's a southeast wind of 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40, becoming a westerly wind, again averaging 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40 early this evening. A low of minus 2 is expected, with a wind chill minus 8 overnight. That snow is expected to continue through to Wednesday, with the periods of snow ending in the afternoon, then clearing. Snow at times mixed with rain early in the afternoon. A local snowfall amount of 5 centimeters is expected, with that Tuesday wind carrying into Wednesday, becoming a northeast wind of roughly 20 kilometers an hour late in the morning, with a high of plus 2, a wind chill effect making that feel like minus 7 in the morning. But the UV index is only 1 or lower. In the nighttime, you can expect that weather to clear up and the wind to calm down to roughly 15 kilometers an hour with a low of minus 5 with a wind chill effect of minus 9 overnight. Thursday, the 16th of April, a mix of sun and clouds are expected with a 30% chance of flurries or rain showers and a high of plus 5. Into the nighttime, cloudy periods are expected with a low of minus 5. Friday, April 17th, during the day, we can expect sunshine with a high of 10 degrees. Overnight, those clear skies continue, accompanied by a low of minus 3. Then Saturday, the 18th of April, we're looking at sunshine again and a high of 13. Into the nighttime, though, some clouds are rolling in with a low of plus 3. Then Sunday, the 19th of April, you can expect cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 15 degrees. Nighttime, those clouds stick around with a low of plus 1. And then moving into Monday, the 20th, expectations are for a mix of sun and cloud, but a high of 15 degrees. The air quality in and around the Prince George area for Tuesday, April 14th, is of extremely good quality, with particulate matter 2.5 microns across or smaller, ranging less than 2 parts per million, with the exception of one monitoring station still reading within really good air quality at 19 parts per million near the intersection of Progress Road and Vista Road on the west bank of the Fraser River, directly west of Shelley. And according to BC Wildfire Services for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to say this for, so savor the moment. There are currently no active wildfires in the Prince George Forest District, though there are 4 wildfires active in the province, which are listed as under control, with 2 in the Kamloops Fire Center and 2 in the Caribou Fire Center. And speaking of fires, the BC Wildfire staff, in cooperation with Fraser Lake Fire Department, will be conducting a prescribed burn of up to 11.5 hectares directly east of Fraser Lake. This is in collaboration with the Village of Fraser Lake, Mouse Mountain Elementary School, and the Ministry of Transport and Transit on a planned burn. It'll take place between mid-April and mid-May, depending on suitable conditions, with the intended goal of reducing wildfire risk in an area that's heavily used for recreation, cross-training with Fraser Lake Fire Department, habitat improvement in the target areas, and educational opportunities for Mouse Mountain Elementary School students. When the burn is conducted, smoke will be highly visible from Fraser Lake and surrounding areas, and a motorist traveling along Highway 16 between Fort Fraser and Indaco. Signage will be placed along the roadway to notify motorists. Also, just southwest of Vanderhoof, BC, prescribed burns are set to take place April 23rd, near Stony Creek and Lake Town, across multiple small units of land totaling 68 hectares. The intention is a maintenance of grass burning for hazard mitigation and prescribed fire training. For the latest information on current wildfire activity, prohibitions, restrictions, road closures, and air quality advisories, visit bcwildfire.ca, make use of the BC Wildfire Map, or use the BC Wildfire app.
And now for the news
bulletin.
As of April 14th, 2026, petroleum prices are holding in and around a range of 166.9 through 184.9 cents a liter. Information courtesy of the Prince George Citizen. Dunster, BC-based musicians Dream Heavy have teamed up with Vail Mount's Wishbone Productions and Gold Pan City Dance of Quesnel, BC to present The Morning After, an alt-rock musical touring from Vail Mount to McBride, and then over to Prince George this April 2026. That's April 17th and 18th in McBride, and April 24th in Prince George at the Playhouse. You can hear more on that story after the summary. Independently published underground punk zine Void celebrates its second anniversary this month. We spoke with publisher Zofia Mushimansky earlier this week, and you can hear that story following the summary. In the world of sports, locally, we've got hockey on the agenda. The Prince George Spruce Kings and the Prince George Cougars are both on a playoff roll at the moment, with the Spruce Kings playing on Wednesday, April 8th, Friday, April 10th, Sunday, April 12th, and Tuesday, April 14th, with their next game this evening, 7 p.m. at the Copar Memorial Arena against the Langley Rivermen. The game results have been back and forth. Wednesday, April 8th, Langley beat Prince George 5-4. Friday, April 10th, Langley beat Prince George 5-2. Sunday, April 12th, Prince George beat Langley 4-1. And at time of recording, you're just going to have to run down to Copar Memorial Arena to find out what happens the evening of Tuesday, April 14th. Between the Prince George Spruce Kings and the Langley Rivermen. Now on the WHL agenda, the Prince George Cougars are up against the Penticton V's. On Friday, April 10th, Prince George beat them 4-1. Then Saturday, April 11th, again, Prince George came out with a final score of 6-2. A strong start to a series that began in Penticton at the South Okanagan Event Center, now moving to the Prince George Clayley Tenay CN Center, the evening of Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. and Wednesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. The Prince George Cougars face off against the Penticton V's before the teams pack up and head to Penticton once again for Friday, April 17th. Prepare to welcome the Cougars back home for Sunday, April 19th at the CN Center. And in other news, the BC Conservation Officer Service says it believes there is no further risk to the public following a Monday, April 13th grizzly attack in the Vanderhoof area. According to the Prince George Citizen, the victim was able to scramble under a barbed wire fence and the bear disengaged and ran off. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries to his leg and received medical treatment in hospital. Both conservation and RCMP searched the area after the incident but could not locate the animal. After collecting evidence, it was determined that the attack was defensive and the public is not at risk. Trail cameras have been placed in the area, and nearby residents who spot a bear or come into conflict with one are asked to call the Report All Poachers and Polluters, or RAP, line at 1-877-952-7177. As bears come out of hibernation this spring 2026, Northern Bear Awareness Society reminds us how to secure our garbage with the 6 following tips. Keep garbage indoors, either in your kitchen bin or in a garage or other location until garbage collection day. If you have food waste that is particularly smelly, like bones, fish, etc., you can put it in your freezer until garbage day to minimize the odor of your garbage. Store garbage in a sturdy enclosure or shed, keeping in mind that bears are strong and persistent. Garbage should only be put curbside for pickup on the morning of garbage day, after 4 a.m. Cleaning your garbage can to reduce odors will also make the container less attractive to bears. Use a ratchet strap to keep your can closed. This will not keep a bear out, but it may deter a bear and can find easier meals elsewhere. And this method is better than leaving garbage unsecured. UMBC Natural Resources and Environmental Studies master's student Courtney Dallaire recently secured a SHRC grant to pursue research on unconventional gardening in northern BC. She's exploring ecological gardening methods as a way to provide populations with actionable steps towards sustainable living that can be incorporated into their daily lives while still allowing gardeners to derive food, medicine, leisure, and beauty from their gardens. You can hear that story and more food security-related updates coming out of the newsroom here at CFUR 88.7 FM. Tuesday, April 14th, 2026 marked the 10-year anniversary of the declaration of a toxic drug crisis in British Columbia. The event was solemnly commemorated at the intersection of Highway 16 and 97 here in Prince George Clayley Tenay, with 594 flags being placed near the highway to mark each recorded death related to toxic drug overdose that has occurred here in our community. Coverage of that event follows this week on Due North. Wednesday, April 22nd, marks Earth Day, and that means Spring Cleanup 2026 is coming, supported by the City of Prince George and REAPS, where Prince George residents are invited to pitch in with their friends and neighbors to give the city an old-fashioned post-winter tidying up. So, Sunday, April 26, 2026, you're encouraged to pick up litter in parks, schoolyards, and along streets and trails. Last year, community members worked together to remove 5,830 kilos of litter from our parks, trails, and streets. Hopefully there's less laying around this 2026, but there's only one way to find out, and that's by doing it again. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the event or want more information, please email parksandrec@princegeorge.ca. Please register before Wednesday, April 22nd, that's Earth Day, 2026, at noon. Gear is available for pickup at City Hall prior to then.
And if you need some events to liven up your week, here are a few events in Prince George, Clayley, Tinay.
9 a.m. Wednesday, April 15th at UMBC campus. Join the bi-weekly psychoeducational workshop, Manage ADHD Before It Manages You. That's in room 5-140E in the main floor library on campus. Hosted by Maria Walsh from Counseling Services. Tuesday, April 14th through Sunday, April 19th, Miracle Theater presents The Garage Sale, a comedy theater presentation by David King. That's above Books & Company in the art space. Get your tickets at Books & Company or by phone, 250-563-6637. And on Wednesday, April 15th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Almanica Arts Center, join Lynn Biles from Night Owl Beadworks for an evening dedicated to beading, connecting and exchanging knowledge. It's a beading circle open to all, welcoming both Indigenous and non-Indigenous participants, regardless of experience. The event's designed to create a welcoming and creative space where people can engage in meaningful conversations and share their expertise. Please do bring your own beading materials. The event encourages donations to help cover program costs. Thursday, April 16th, the Prince George Career and Education Expo is being hosted at 2187 Ospica Boulevard, that is the CN Center. That's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., an opportunity connecting job seekers, students, employers, and educators in one powerful space. If you're looking for employees or employers, this is where you want to be. Following that up, Thursday night, Delhi to Dublin is performing at Knox Performance Center. This world-touring phenomenon, captivating audiences from Mumbai to Nevada. Known for high-energy, genre-defying performances, Delhi to Dublin delivers what fans describe as 90 minutes of freebasing joy. 7 to 9:30 p.m., Knox Performance Center. That show is sold out, so you'll have to line up at the door to see if you can get in. The Prince George Astronomical Society is opening an open house on Friday, April 17th at 8:30 p.m., doors at 8:15 p.m. That's at 7365 Tedford Road, near Nadsilnik or West Lake. Saturday, April 18th, the Northern BC Toy Expo is on at the Roller Dome, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a $5 entry fee. It's free for kids 12 and under. That event carries into Sunday the 19th as well. If you'd like to table at the event, they're only $60 for the whole weekend. Send an email to northernbctoyexpo@gmail.com for more info. And if you're looking for some live music, join Branium, the Goomas, and the Cavernous at Almanica Arts Center. Tickets are $20 at the door, which open at 7 p.m. with a showtime at 8 p.m. All ages event, though bar service is available for those 19 plus with two pieces of ID. And over at the Peage Liege or Legion 43 in downtown Prince George, 1166 Avenue, Amy Nelson and Carter Felker are performing. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Check out madloon.ca for tickets. Doors are at 8, show at 9. Amy Nelson is coming in from Calgary alongside Carter Felker. If you are a fan of folk and roots music, you will not forget the skill and talent on stage at that show for years to come. If you're interested in volunteering with food systems in your community, rise up with the Public Health Association of BC with partial funding from the Canada Service Corps. Rise Up strengthens food systems and environmental stewardship in a BC-wide program connecting youth with
With hands-on volunteer experiences in food systems and environmental initiatives, no previous volunteer or food systems experience needed. Open to youth ages 15 to 30. If you've got any questions, contact Joe Van Winkle, the Northern Regional Lead, at the email northern.riseup@phabc.org. You can search hashtag RiseUpPHABC across a number of social medias. Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays, and 24/7 on CFUR.ca for locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information. With your host, Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@CFUR.ca or by calling 778-693-2387 extension 6. Also view our content online at frequencynews.ca.